USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York's Democratic mayor says the good news is the one-time hotspot for coronavirus is now doing very well in that department, but
the bad news is we continue to have a real problem around the city with shootings this summer.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says as coronavirus cases and deaths have gone down, shootings have been rising, including the death of a one-year-old who was killed over the weekend at a family cookout just outside of a park. A now former worker at a VA hospital in West Virginia facing murder charges. Rita Mays has been charged with 7 counts of second-degree murder for the deaths of patients at the VA hospital in Clarksburg, West Virginia. Investigators say she illegally administered insulin to 8 patients in 2018, and 7 of them later died. She didn't even have the authority as a nursing assistant to dispense medication. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Many Native Americans called yesterday a historic day after Washington, D.C.'s NFL team agreed to change its name and logo. No new name has been announced yet, but news of the Redskins' planned name change sparked a celebration outside the team's stadium in suburban Maryland, where one proponent of the change said,
"We are hoping that that's going to be 100% rebrand of the team with no connotations of Native American connections."
At the same time, many fans of the D.C. team say they're saddened at the change. Meanwhile, now baseball's Cleveland Indians appear to be the next target of those who want Native American team names to change. That team says it is now discussing that possibility, while the Atlanta Braves say in an email to season ticket holders that they will not be changing their nickname, though they may work to dissuade fans from doing the so-called tomahawk chop chant at their stadium. Wall Street stocks have been flat since the opening bell this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal judge is ruling against Georgia's anti-abortion law, a decision coming down yesterday citing a violation of constitutional rights that the judge says are guaranteed by the Roe v. Wade ruling in 1973. The measure passed by Georgia lawmakers last year tried to ban abortions once a doctor detected a fetal heartbeat, which would be about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The state is apparently planning to appeal, as Governor Brian Kemp tweeted late yesterday that the fight to protect the innocent unborn is far from over in his state. Primary elections are happening today in Alabama and Texas. In Alabama, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is running against the former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in a Republican Senate primary. The Small Business Index for June has just been released, and it's up more than 6 points month to month as 8 of the 10 components improved. America's small business owners seem to stay optimistic about the future conditions and indicate they do expect the recession to be short-lived. And NASCAR's all-star race at Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee tomorrow night could have the biggest live audience for a sporting event in America since the pandemic began. That race is expected to draw 30,000 fans. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.